Scamp passed, I whispered in his ear, "Scamp, send us the perfect dog at the perfect time." And he did. Charlie and me picked Cora up a week ago yesterday. The owners are moving to a condo and can't take her with them. I felt real bad for them, but happy for us at the same time. Cora's name was Courtney, but that was a non-starter for Charlie. He goes, "I ain't walking no dog named Courtney." Thank goodness for the Google. There were lots of tips on there for changing your dog's name. We figured Cora was pretty close. Plus, it really suits her. She's such a sweet, smart girl. We wanted a female miniature poodle, and that's what she is. She'll be 11 at the beginning of August. That's okay. There's still plenty of spunk left in her. Maybe that's because Cora's eaten a raw food diet most of her life. Get this, she has 3 chicken necks for breakfast, bones and all. Man, she loves them chicken necks. And they're cheap down to Mikey's Meat Market. Who knew? Supper's a little more complicated with ground meat and veggies and supplements up the yin-yang. The couple sent us home with 3 days of food. Then I switched to a frozen raw food that comes in bags and are all balanced out for you. She seems to be taken to it. Many moons ago, Cora was a grand champion, then had 3 litters of puppies before she retired. The folks who owned her had a fenced-in yard and dog runs, so her biggest adjustment now is doing a business on a leash with someone watching. Who could blame her? Her haircut's a little more frou-frou than we're used to, but we'll transition her into a puppy cut in a couple of weeks. We'll wait till she's a little more settled first. We still miss Scamp, of course. The dogwood tree we planted in his honor and where his ashes are is blooming right now. That's a good sign, I think. Once Cora arrived, I went right out there. Thank you, Scamp. You're still my best boy. It's so nice to have a new member of our family. Dogs just open your heart in the most amazing way. And Cora loves to snuggle. Last night, she curled up between Charlie and me on our Baca Lounger love seat, and it was like she'd always been there. Words can't describe how grateful we are. It's like we've found the missing piece of the puzzle, and all is suddenly right in our world. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.